We've been in the book of Mark all month, part of the lectionary, and even next week we'll still be in Mark. It's some wonderful teachings about Jesus, or not about Jesus, that he was sharing with the disciples and even with the children. And we want to pick up the story in Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. Now this is subtitled, Using the Name of Jesus. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw a man using your name to cast out demons, but we told him to stop because he isn't one of our group." Yeah, Jesus said, red letter edition all the way through the end of the chapter. "Don't stop him," Jesus said. "No one performs miracles in my name will soon be able to speak evil of me. Anyone who is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you a cup of water because you belong to the Messiah, I assure you that person will be rewarded. But if anyone..." Now remember last week or during the, we were talking about children, how God loves the children, and we are all children of God. So this refers back again to when Jesus took the child and put him on his lap. Excuse me. And I pick it back up in verse 42. Then he goes on to say, "But if anyone causes one of these little ones who trust in me to lose faith, it would be better for that person to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around the neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter heaven with only one hand than to go into the unquenchable fires of hell with two hands. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. Better to enter heaven with only one foot than to be thrown into the hell with two feet. And if your eyes causes you to sin, gouge it out. It is better to enter the kingdom of God half blind than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire never goes out. For everyone will be purified with fire. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? You must have qualities of salt among you and live in peace with each other." Well, may God add his blessings to the reading, hearing, and understanding